So we're studying the introduction to the study of the 10 Sefirot, item 35. You can ask questions in our website, and we'll ask these questions during the lesson. Go ahead, Rav.
Let's start from 36, we'll skip 35.
So we're starting from item 36. We'll learn from the Tikkuni Zohar that there is an oath that the light of mercy and love will not awaken in the world before Israel's works in Torah and Mitzvot will have the intention not to receive reward, but only to bestow contentment upon the Maker. This is the meaning of the oath, I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem.
Meaning, until we are, Israel is what's directed towards Gmar Tikkun, Yeshar Kel. If we do not perform actions in order to bestow from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, we won't be able to implement the plan of creation. And after us, the whole world, obviously, in a way.
Thus, the length of the exile and affliction that we suffer depends on us and waits for us to merit the practice of Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. And if we only achieve this, this light of love and mercy, which has the power to extend, as in the words, and the Spirit shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and then we will be rewarded with complete redemption. It has also been clarified that it is impossible for the whole of Israel to come to that great purity except through the study of Kabbalah, which is the easiest, suitable even for commoners. Conversely, while engaging only in the revealed Torah, it is impossible to be rewarded through it except for a chosen few and after great efforts, but not for the majority of people, for the reason explained in item 22. This thoroughly explains the irrelevance of the fourth and fifth questions in the beginning of the introduction.
Meaning, we have no choice. If we want to realize the purpose of creation and we want to do it ourselves, or whether suffering obligates us, in the end, there is no choice. We can reach it only through studying and implementing the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is that clear? No questions. Okay. Keep going.
Item 37. The third question, which is the fear that one will turn sour. Well, there is no fear here at all. This is because the deviation from the path of the Creator that occurred before was for two reasons. One, either they broke the words of our sages with things they are forbidden to disclose. Two, or because they perceived the words of the Kabbalah in their superficial meaning as corporeal instructions. Breaching, you shall not make unto you a statue or any image. Hence, until that day, there has indeed been a fortified wall around this wisdom. Many have tried to begin to study, but could not continue for lack of understanding and because of the corporeal appellations.
Meaning there was a problem that the Kabbalah books were written before Baal HaSulam in a very difficult way, not understood to simple people, so nobody could understand what's written there, what's going on. Not because of the language, but because the writing style was that way. That's why Baal HaSulam started writing all of the wisdom of Kabbalah in a way that from beginning to end took the whole wisdom and set it up in a language that was a lot more clear than before. That's also what he explains in his prophecy. As much as he understood that if he doesn't if he doesn't reveal the wisdom in a clear way to all of humanity, so first of all, there's nobody who can do it. Second, he can't suffer seeing how everybody's suffering, and they have no ability to reach the corrections. 38.
There's one more sentence, Rav.
Never mind.
Okay, so 38. Let us continue to elaborate the practice of Torah and mitzvot lishma, of which I began to speak. We must understand that why the desirable and complete work is defined by the name lishma, and the undesirable work named lo lishma. The literal meaning implies that one who engages in Torah and mitzvot to aim his heart to bring contentment to his Maker and not to himself should have been referred to as Torah Lishmo, for his sake, and Torah Lo Lishmo, not for his sake.
Aimed towards the Creator.
Meaning for the sake of the Creator. Why then is this defined by the name Lishma and Lo Lishma, meaning the sake of Torah?
Because the Torah is supposedly the means, right?
There is certainly something more to understand here than the aforementioned, since the verse proves that Torah Lishmo, meaning to bring contentment to his Maker, is still not enough. Rather, the learning must be lishma, meaning for the sake of the Torah. This requires explanation.
Yeah, why we need to engage in the name of the Torah, that the Torah is supposedly the means that is purifying us, bringing us closer to the Creator, raising us above our ego. That's the force of the Torah. So why do I have to work for that? That is the means, right? I'm not. It's like electricity. You use it. Torah, you use it. That's it. Why do I need, why does he give it such importance? 39.
The thing is that it is known that the name of the Torah is Torah of life, as it is written, for they are life unto they who find them. It is also written, for it is no vain thing for you, for it is your life. Hence, the meaning of Torah Lishma is that the practice of Torah and mitzvot brings one life and long days, and then the Torah is as its name. And one who does not aim his heart and mind to the aforesaid, the practice of Torah and mitzvot brings him the opposite of life and long days, meaning completely lo lishma. Since its name is Torah of life. These words are explained in the words of our sages. Anyone who practices in Torah, lo lishma, his Torah becomes for him a potion of death. And anyone who practices Torah lishma, his Torah becomes for him a potion of life. However, their words require explanation to understand how and by what does the Holy Torah become a potion of death for him. Not only are his work and exertion in vain, and he receives no benefit from his labor and exertion, but the Torah and the work themselves become a potion of death for him. This is indeed perplexing.
So there's a problem here. He's still not answering, he's just asking. Why is it a problem? Why do we need to do everything for the sake of the Torah and not for the Creator or not for man or not for the created beings? Why is the Torah before us as some kind of big goal that we have to work towards it and bow down and work and do everything for that. Kiev, what do you want? Kiev.
I wanted to be precise. What does it mean? What is this action, Lishma?
Lishma means, in simple, in order to bestow. Bestow. But Lishma, there's Lishma, Lishmo. For who am I doing this? Who am I doing this all for? For who? So it's for his name, it's for the Creator. If it's for her sake, so it's for the Torah. So he wants to explain to us, why is it written that our work has to be Lishma, for the Torah, and not for the Creator, not for man, not for humanity, nothing, for the Torah. What happened here suddenly? The Torah is a means. It's written, I've created the evil inclination and created the Torah as a spice. Because the Torah is a spice, it's a remedy that corrects the egoistic desire, turns it to an altruistic desire. So if there's a force of correction here, I have to bow down, I have to kiss it, I have to do something with it. What's up? Why suddenly do we give the Torah so importance, this upper light that corrects us? It's only questions for now, but it's important. 40?
Item 40. First, we must understand the words of our sages who said, I labored and found, believe. I did not labor and found, do not believe.
I also want to warn everybody. Everybody thinks that we're studying these things and there's nothing about them. First of all, they themselves carry inside a very great force of correction and it works on us. That's one thing. Second, these sentences, these excerpts, a lot of materials in Kabbalah are based on them that we will have to study. Because specifically through them, when we understand them, we will advance towards correction. It's not simple. That's why don't say, okay, understand this, that, not, this is more interesting, this is less. We need to go after the Kabbalists. That's it. No choice. Afterwards, we'll understand why it's like that. Like a child that goes to school, doesn't want to study anything. He thinks it's not, doesn't give him anything. As if the teachers know less than him about this. So let's lower our head, you know, and take what we need from them. Still, they know more. Bala Sulam knows more than us what's good and worth it for us. 40.
Item 40. First, we must understand the words of our sages who said, I labored and found, believe. I did not labor and found, do not believe. We must ask about, I labored and found. They seem to contradict one another, since labor refers to work and exertion that one gives in return for any desired possession. For an important possession, one makes great efforts, and for a lesser possession, one makes fewer efforts. Its opposite is finding. Its conduct is to come to a person completely absent-mindedly and without any preparation in labor, toil, and price. Hence, how can you say, I labored and found? And if there is effort here, it should have said, I labored and purchased, or I labored and was awarded, etc., and not I labored and found. Rav, we can't hear you.
There's questions why they presented this in such a way. I exerted and I found. I labored and I found. After I labor, suddenly I find something. It doesn't seem right. After I labor, I exert, I have to find. I have to reveal. And suddenly I found it, as if I worked and worked somewhere in one place and I found something somewhere else. Or I searched for something specific and I found something else. Or in the wrong place, or things that I wasn't looking for. Yeah. So it's all about in such a way that how we can reach the revelation of spirituality and why it's so turned around and confusing and distant. In order to understand these things, it'll be a lot easier. Just open it and that's it. Half a turn and the door opens. And you go in. Yeah.
41. The Zohar writes about the text, "Those who seek me shall find me," and asks, "Where does one find the Creator?" They said that the Creator is found only in the Torah. Also, regarding the verse, "Indeed, you are a God who hides," that the Creator hides himself in the Holy Torah. We must thoroughly understand their words. It seems as though the Creator is hidden only in corporeal things and conducts, and in all the futilities of this world, which are outside the Torah. Thus, how can he say the opposite, that he hides himself only in the Torah? There is also the general meaning that the Creator hides himself in a way that he must be sought. Why does he need this concealment? And also, all who seek him shall find him, which we understand from the verse, "Those who seek me shall find me." We must thoroughly understand this seeking and this finding. What are they and why are they?
Why we have a concealment? What exactly is the concealment about? What is it based on? How do we penetrate through the concealment to revelation? And what do we reveal? How we prepare ourselves during the concealment for the revelation? That we need to acquire knowledge, feelings, that instead of the concealment to reveal, the concealment isn't just there for nothing, that I'm waiting on the clock and it comes and opens, like this period of time. But the time of concealment means that I'm working correctly during the time of concealment and acquiring mind, feeling, inner feeling in such a way that I reach a state where it opens, that before it was open too, it was concealed towards me. And I've been working on myself during the concealment that it will open towards me, as if I lower the cover off my eyes, from my heart, from my mind. And then I understand, oh, I just saw it. I didn't see it before. It was there before too. I just had like a peel on my mind and heart, and that peel disappeared, and I see the spiritual world. Please.
Item 42. Indeed, you should know that the reason for our great distance from the Creator, and that we are so prone to transgress His will, is for but one reason, which became the source of all the torment and suffering we suffer, and for all the sins and the mistakes that we fail in. Clearly, by removing that reason, we will instantly be rid of any sorrow or pain. We will immediately be granted adhesion with Him in heart, soul, and might. And I tell you that that preliminary reason is none other than our lack of understanding of His guidance over His creations, that we do not understand Him properly.
אנחנו לא מבינים את הבורא,
meaning we don't understand the Creator, and that's why we're in concealment. If we would understand them, by this the concealment would go away. Yes, 43. If, for example, the Creator were to establish open providence with His creations, in that, for instance, anyone who eats something forbidden would choke on the spot, and everyone who performs a mitzvah would discover such wonderful pleasures in it, like the finest pleasures in this corporeal world. Then, 1. What fool would even contemplate tasting something forbidden, knowing that he would immediately lose his life as a result? Just as one does not contemplate jumping into a fire. 2. Also, what fool would leave any mitzvah without performing it as quickly as possible? Just as one cannot retire or linger with a great corporeal pleasure that comes into his hand without receiving it as quickly as he can. Thus, if providence were open to us, all the people in the world would be complete righteous.
Baltia 3.
I want to scrutinize this. What does it mean to believe or not to believe if a person reveals something?
Faith means that I get the force to do everything against my desire. That's it.
And for that I need efforts?
If I don't need efforts, it's a sign that it's not faith, rather it's knowledge. It's knowing. Faith.
I just want to understand one thing. When the result is revealed, we choose the path, whether we did the efforts or not.
Don't be so smart. It won't help you. Until you reveal it the way it should be, you won't know. That's the difference between faith and knowledge. Knowledge is when you say, I know, I see, I accept, I examine it, and I do it. Faith is something else. When you receive a special force from above that will help you to keep these things, even though you don't know them. You don't know. Meaning, you're working in bestowal. It's an additional force that does not exist in our world. Rather, by the wisdom of Kabbalah, we wish to attain it. That's it.
Last thing, what should I check in the end?
Nothing. Nothing. Just do what they're saying as much as you can. French?
Does giving contentment to his maker, is that a result of demanding the light that reforms in the Torah?
Of course. How can you give contentment if you're not receiving the force of light?
That's what contentment gives if I ask the light to correct us?
Yes. When you're asking the light in order to bestow to him and to be in equivalence of form with him, to be in adhesion with him, and to the extent that you bestow upon others, upon the entire humanity, by that you resemble the Creator more and more. There are so many things to it. I can't answer everything. I see that this one from Baltia is asking, and you're also asking. Let's go deeper into it, deeper and deeper, and then we'll see these things. In the meantime, you want to the problems which are above reason, in reason, and it doesn't fit. It's a completely different area. It's a different territory. That's why the spiritual world is concealed from us. It's not concealed. It's here. But we don't feel it. We can't perceive it.
Tel Aviv 10.
The Creator wants our faith. It's written, and they know him through the whole land from big to small, with an emphasis on they will know.
Yes.
So why does he want our faith? Why isn't it revealed?
Whatever is revealed within faith is called in reason. That's also an answer, a question I can answer only by words, but you want to understand behind my words and to feel.
To feel.
To feel is better. Yes, but it's not possible. Because you don't have the kelim.
How do I reach those vessels?
Okay, so that's what we're learning. That's why we're learning things that we will have to implement. And in the meantime, well, of course, you're going to be having all kinds of complaints and disappointments, but I can't do anything about it here. You have to acquire the vessels of bestowal.
To ask for them? To ask for those vessels?
Ask. Yeah, of course, ask. Chaverim.
No, Chaverim. Доброго утра. У меня такой вопрос. Вот, насколько я понимаю, то, что мы сейчас читали две части...
Good morning. As much as I understand what we just read about the two parts come in a context, if not for me, who is for me? And in the 10, there's like a sensation that that line of none else besides him is what's in control. And I'm just the viewer, the observer. And I just determine what the Creator does in the 10 and focus on it, and there's nothing I can do about it. Even prayer I can't raise. If he gives it, I'll raise it.
That's also true. It's also true. And you have to understand that I cannot explain to you anymore. Next.
44. Thus you see that all we need in our world is open providence. If we had open providence, all the people in the world would be complete righteous and would also adhere to him with absolute love. For it would certainly be great honor for any of us to befriend and love him with our heart and soul, and always adhere to him without losing even a minute. However, since it is not so, and the mitzvah is not rewarded in this world, and those who defy his will are not punished before our eyes, but the Creator is patient with them. And moreover, sometimes the opposite seems to be the case. As it is written, behold those wicked and the tranquil in the world gain riches. Hence, not all who want to take the Lord may come and take. Instead, we stumble every step of the way until our sages said about the verse, I have found one man out of 1,000. Where 1,000 enter a room and one comes out to teaching. Thus, understanding his providence is the reason for every good, and lack of understanding is the reason for every bad. It turns out that this is the axis upon which all people in the world circle, for better or for worse.
This means we have to understand the Creator's providence, how He guides us, what He does to us, why He turns us around this way or that way, because that's how our path depends on us reaching Him in a short time and the path the right way. Understanding providence has to be a clear goal for all of us. I have to understand Him. What does He want from me? Like a child looking at a grown-up. He doesn't understand what he's being told. That's how we always have to turn to the Creator. And by that, let's move on to the last part, the connection of the world in the last generation.
So, next part, and let's sing a song first.
Stop.